You know, a lot of people desire to start a business, but they really don't know how and what to do. So God put on my heart to write a book called Biblical Entrepreneurship, and it solves the problem of not knowing how to start a business. It's a comprehensive guide for starting and operating an efficient business, and it discusses the seven-step process for operating your business God's way. The first step is how to obtain the vision for your business. The second step is how to hear from God. The third step is how to overcome obstacles like the fear of failure and the fear of rejection. So to learn more, please go to my website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org, and click the shop button at the top and search for the Biblical Entrepreneurship Workbook. It's only $15. And again, the website is wingsoflovewomensministry.org, and click the shop button at the top and search for Biblical Entrepreneurship, and you'll be well on your way to starting an efficient business that glorifies God. Thank you.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Hi, welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry that broadcasts biblically-based messages that undoubtedly take you to higher spiritual heights. Wings of Love Women's Ministry encourages women to move forward and grow in their personal relationship with Jesus Christ by growing in the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God so they can be healed and restored. We also help women discover and fulfill their God-given purpose so they can minister in their local churches and community.
Spiritual Nuggets of Truth with your host, Minister Carmen A. Booker, on the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network.
And today, the message is entitled, Saddled on the Sidelines. You know, God commands us to be a doer of the Word and not just a hearer. When you hear the Word of God in church, on TV, or the radio, and you don't obey the word of God, you're just saddled on the sidelines. James 1:22 says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And Matthew 7:24 says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. Luke 12:35 says, keep your loins girded and your lamps burning. You have to stay passionate for the Word of God. Always be prepared to follow the commands of God and do what He has called you to do, whether it's to teach, evangelize, pastor, or to reach out to others through a community-based nonprofit organization. It is essential that once you take the first step in accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you take the second step, which I call the RSM method, R for reading, S for studying, and M for meditating on God's Word. So again, once you take the first step of accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, take the second step of reading, studying, and meditating on God's Word so you will be continually built up in God and increase in the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God. As you do this, you will become rooted and grounded in the Word of God, that is fixed, unmovable. Rooted and grounded, fixed and unmovable. You won't be moved away from God's Word because you're fixed in it, you're rooted and grounded in it. No one and nothing can move you from the truth. Nothing can misdirect you from the truth. No one can misdirect you from the truth if you're rooted and grounded in God's Word. You will not be deceived by false doctrines and vain philosophies. Colossians 2:7-8 says, "Have the roots of your being firmly and deeply planted, fixed and founded in God, being continually built up in Him, becoming more increasingly confirmed and established in the faith, just as you were taught, and abounding and overflowing in it with thanksgiving." So again, it's very important to be firmly and deeply rooted, fixed and founded in the Word of God. Don't be satisfied to just sit on the sidelines by going to church but not reading God's Word, singing in the choir but not worshiping God from your heart, putting money in the offering plate but not giving from your heart to advance the kingdom of God, to help others accept and commit their lives to Christ. Come into the kingdom where Jesus Christ reigns and gives you everlasting love, joy, and peace, and meets all of your needs. He says in Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." And Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So God will indeed supply all of your needs if you have faith and trust in Him and His Word. God gives you gifts and talents to use and serve for others. When you use your gifts to serve others, you advance the kingdom of God, you bless God, and experience fulfillment and joy in blessing others. Using your God-given gifts and talents is like milk. If you let milk sit and don't use it, it sours and thereby becomes of no use and must be thrown out. Likewise, if you let your God-given gifts and talents sit without using them, then they become sour, of no use. If we read Matthew 25:13-30, the parable of the talents, we discover that the master of the property, God, gave one servant 5 talents, another servant 2 talents, and another servant 1 talent. The servants who were given 5 and 2 talents multiplied their talents by using them. However, the servant who received 1 talent dug a hole and buried his talent. His master was not pleased because due to the servant's lack of use of his talent, the master realized that the servant was wicked, lazy, and idle, rather than the faithful and trustworthy servant. Consequently, his lack of faithfulness caused his master to take away the 1 talent the servant buried and give it to the servant with 5 talents who doubled his talents. You know, if the spiritual gifts are of no use, then they are of no effect and cannot be used to empower and transform other people's lives. For example, if your spiritual gift is exhortation to encourage others, and you are not encouraging others, then you are not fulfilling your God-given purpose. Therefore, people whose lives you could have transformed from despair and defeat through encouragement are continuing in their state of despair and defeat. They are continuing in this state because you are not using your gift of exhortation, your gift of encouragement, to help them rise up out of this state. You are not being blessed and experiencing a life of fulfillment. You know, many people are living a life of frustration, lack of hope, and despair because they don't know their God-given purpose. Only when you discover and use your God-given spiritual gifts will you experience a life of fulfillment. Remember, you are accountable to God in all that you do and say. So I challenge you not to just sit on the sidelines, but read, study, and meditate on God's Word. Discover your God-given purpose. Use your gifts that God has given you to transform the lives of other people. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, and we hope that our program has helped you to grow in the knowledge and understanding of God's Word. And we would like to invite you to become a partner with Wings of Love Women's Ministry so that we can continue to reach more people with the message of Jesus Christ and help transform their lives for the glory of God. And you can partner in three ways. You can become a member of Wings of Love Women's Ministry. And some of the benefits of membership include free member spotlight for 30 days on our website. You get 20% discount on all our books and 10% discount on upcoming seminars and conferences that we sponsor. And you can also become an ambassador by starting a chapter of Wings of Love Women's Ministry in your city. And another way that you can partner is by donating. So to learn more, please go to our website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org. That's wingsoflovewomensministry.org. And your contribution will help us to continue to transform the lives of people through its radio teaching ministry. Help women become victors rather than victims of domestic violence. Help women move forward and experience healing and spiritual growth, knowing that through healing and restoration, the good work God has begun in them, He will complete. And we also welcome your prayer requests. Please send your prayer requests to wingsoflove833@gmail.com. Again, please email us your prayer request to wingsoflove833@gmail.com. Thank you and have a blessed week.